Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. So you like that cover? Did it draw you in? When? Oh, I get it. It's nice to see these horror stories about thoughts and horrors and all this shit. When are we going to unite as United Front and face the demon in the corner? Why can we not just all laser focus on the fart in the room, which is, I don't know, our destruction laying ahead of us? Forget these thoughts. Forget these bitches. And prepare for what's coming here. August, going to be a hot month. Hot month. Look at that last video that I just put up about more U.S. military equipment moving around the country. Something is on the verge of breaking soon. You know, is it going to be the martial law? Probably. But is it going to be martial law to finally rout out the corruption or to lock us all down to take the jab? You know, look at these fools pushing this. If you haven't been paying attention to how vile it is what these people in power are trying to do right now to get you to take this jab as soon as possible. Resist. Nullify. It's already over. They've lost if you just hold your ground. Yeah, you might lose your job. You might have to go through a little bit of hard times. But if you've been listening to your buddy Talgo, he's been telling you, prepare. I've told you about my life quite a bit. I've let you guys in on some of the inside baseball of what your buddy Taugal's all about. I'm just some fucking guy out here, man. Went through a nasty divorce, had my eyes opened to what the system truly is. Basically worked to get out from underneath that bondage that I was foolish enough to put myself under. By not knowing to stand on the square, my square and say, no, fuck this, it ain't happening. You know? But you're in the moment. They got you under pressure. It's coercion. It's threats. You know, I was younger, dumber, and I folded. I'm older, wiser, and I'll never fold again. Do not fold, hold your ground. If they come out to do forced vaccinations, kill them all. Oh, you might go down in a blaze of glory, but it's better than going down in a whimpering pool of shit, piss, and crying. Well, on a different note, may have already said this, but I got my new clutch, my new Competition Plus Hurst Shifter for my goat. Got the new Remflex exhaust gaskets, which are the best ones you can get. Let's see, the crankshaft, the returning of that is already done. I'm just waiting on the block now. Block should be finished, hopefully, in the next day or two. And then the reassembly of the engine starts. Now, that car, I got the radiator record. It's like a brand new radiator. I got a new starter for it, a little Competition Pro starter. It's a hell of a lot smaller than the original one. It's got a high torque to it. The buddy that's working on the car doing the engine rebuild has one of these in his 67 Cuda, and he goes, this is the best starter ever. It's small, compact, high torque, kicks it over quick, and you got a running car. You know, the only thing really that's left is after the engine's put in, it just goes and gets a new exhaust system. So my cost, I think I may have told you guys, I bought that car for 10 grand. I knew what I was buying. I knew what I was buying. I didn't realize how great of a deal I got. After it's all said and done, with the whole drivetrain basically refreshed from front to back, I got another 5 grand into it. And then it's mainly working on the interior, new headliner, new carpeting. Even though the carpeting's in pretty good shape, I'm just getting it replaced. Gonna go new all the way through. And then at that point in time, got a little bit of work to do on the dash area. And then it's just body. And the body, the underneath is in pretty damn good condition. The brakes were replaced just before I bought the vehicle, so it's got fresh brakes on it. Yeah, so I sink in, beyond that 15 grand, I sink in another 1,500 to 2 grand tops for the interior to get it completely refreshed. And then, I don't know, I'll have to look at the bodywork. I'm going to keep it patina for a while. But that car's value just keeps shooting up and up and up. So, right place, right time. Take it from a guy who was brought to the brink of financial destruction by his ex-spouse and the system. Oh, I threatened to go through bankruptcy. I tell you this, keep your mouth shut. Don't threaten to go through bankruptcy. That's another thing I learned, because then your lawyer's a fucking prick at that point in time. But again, knowing what I know now, I'd go in and represent myself. And if they ask you, so state for the record your name, are you Mr. Taugiao? And you just say, are you talking to me? Are you talking to the man? Are you talking to me or are you talking to the man? Are you Mr. Taugiao? The moment you say yes to that, then it puts you under their purview and control. Stand on your square, stand on the Constitution, and go for it. And if they still fuck you over, just do what you need to do, man. Do what you need to do. I'm for corporal punishment for all these fucking evil lawyers, personally. But that's another story for another time. I think what it boils down to is your ability to have tenacity. Stick-to-it-ness. Endure until the end. Not only endure, but learn how to thrive. You know, I'm not sitting, you might think, well, shit, all you're doing is bragging. This is not bragging. This is me telling you, man, that you can do these things. You need to have a good foundation, okay? You need to, in my humble opinion, be well grounded. Be willing to put in the work and strive. It builds momentum. Fuck, I slingshotted out of despair and destitution into frickin' boom. Have the ability to throw in and get that car because it came across my plate. I'm like, ooh, that's gonna be a chunk of change. I don't know if I should do it. And I'm like, God, how many times does an opportunity like this come by? You have the money. All you're doing is stacking. You got plenty of shiny objects. You got the three most precious metals in the world, with the most precious being lead. You have other ones. If you lost your means of production, you could survive for 2 years on what you've built after your complete fuckery. Now, if that fucking cunt that I was married to had any kind of reasoning ability, she would be way better off than where she's at right now. For those of you that have followed along with this story, that cunt got $250,000 inheritance. She's fucking broke right now. She's working a shitty job that, really, if I were making that much money as her, there'd be no way I'd be making it. More than likely, she's going to lose her house. But you know what? We all have to learn our lessons, don't we? Was I a bastard? No. Did I expect things? Yes. But laziness of some people. It's the laziness that'll get you in the end. It's the not seizing these opportunities when they come up. Oh yeah, they might be frightening. Oh yeah, you may have to struggle. Every decision you make, pardon me, I'm picking up a little bit. Every decision you make is going to either bring you a step forward or two steps back. I've said this before. You gotta continually make three good decisions to get ahead. Because inevitably, when that one bad decision hits, it's going to pull you two steps behind. So the ability to continue making good decisions in your life is what's going to propel you ahead. Oh yeah, you'll think you'll lose opportunities and stuff. And women, if you're into that, they're going to come and go throughout your life. It's so funny. I was over at the watering hole and I was talking to the buddies of mine and the guy I bought the car from and stuff. And I'm joking around and I say, do you think it's weird that Widow has a picture of me and her on her phone and that I have a picture of my goat on mine as the background? One of the guys goes, no, not at all. And and then the guy was walking up to the bar that's doing the rebuild on the car, and he goes, well, if you had a choice, which one would you let go? Girlfriend or the goat? And it got noisy in there, and I said, I'd keep the goat. And he goes, oh, good, that means I get the goat when you let it go, because you're keeping the girlfriend. I'm like, no, you didn't hear me. I said, I'm keeping the goat. And my other buddy said, he said he's keeping the goat. Wise choice. Oh, shit. You know, it's so funny. I sit here and, yeah, I kind of have a somewhat of a relationship going on with Widow. I mean, we get together, we have drinks, we have dinner and stuff, but I was having a conversation with my mom, and I'm like, you know, I'm pretty much done with that, I think. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but I'm withdrawing, you know. It's not for me. I know this now. Oh, shit, is Chow Girl becoming a monk? No, probably not. Probably not. I don't want to be tied down. It's agile. It's agility. I want agility in my life. I want to be able to do the things I want when I want to. Not that I can't do them right now. Don't get me wrong. That's not the case. It's just, I don't want to be responsible for other people's feelings and all this bullshit. I just want to live a decent, happy life. I'm never going to cohabitate again. I'm never getting married again. That doesn't mean that I won't have a little boom chicka what with as many non-whores as I can possibly have. Not that I'm going out there trolling for pussy. I'm not. You know, it's interesting. I watch a lot of other video creators, you know. I like Hammerhand. I do. I get a lot of his points. He's a good guy, as far as I can tell. I think he's a good guy. We don't all have to agree on everything. I think, in my humble opinion, this is just me, when you cut out certain aspects in your life, oh, and I get, don't get me wrong, I see the danger there. I've been in the danger zone. Well, why would you put yourself in the danger zone again? It's all about how you approach it. Bullshit. They're going to come after you. You guys just don't fucking get it yet, do you? We have no functioning government. We live in the Wild West. Well, I don't want to draw the ire of the Empire. I don't want Sauron's eye on me. Well, guess what? Sauron's eye's on everybody, okay? You're either going to navigate this life and make the best of it and make good decisions, or you're not. You get together with a whore, what are you going to get? The gift that keeps on giving. You get together with decent people, what are you going to get? Decent outcomes most of the time. Vetting process. Oh, here we go. Tell girls no. PUA. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not living your fucking life. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you how to pick up chicks and all this shit. I'm just telling you funny stories that happen to me. I'm trying to navigate this shit the best I can. But I'm not going to sit in my house and go, you know, I'm so lonely. Which, really, I'm not. I don't get lonely. Well, how come you put up videos and talk to us then? You must be lonely. No. Shit, I'm working right now. It really sounds like you're working right now. Well, I'm in between something here. So I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop, so to speak, at work. And get on that and deal with that. All I'm saying to you gentlemen is you gotta have a little bit of tenacity, a little bit of stick-to-itness. Make a plan. Make a plan on where you want to be, what you want to accomplish. Stop, think about it, and act. Which, whenever anything comes up against you where you need to make a decision, don't make snap decisions. Stop, think about it, meditate, and then act, okay? Any deal that comes across your plate where it's like, act now, this deal won't last, obviously within reason, but, you know, if it's always sounds too good to be true, it is. Fucking pass it by. More opportunities keep presenting themselves. I do believe it's what you put out there in your attitude. Oh, shit, I had a piss-poor attitude for a long time. I got a great attitude. If anything, I'm actually thriving right now in this chaos. And you want to know why that is? It's because I don't have the blinders on. I see the world for what it is. I'm able to step aside away from danger as best I can. Now, if you got fucking 5 freight trains coming at you and you're a slow runner, you're probably going to get squashed. But I tell you, in the meantime, until that point happens, look at your life. Navigate. Look at your situation. I fucking hate where I live. I live in a fucking food desert or blah, blah, blah. It's shitty. My job sucks. Whose fault is that? Nobody but yours. Oh, circumstances. Change your circumstances. You might have to eat a few shit sandwiches to, before you can have some filet mignon. That's all I'm going to say on that. Little hot dog soup, you know, because you can't fucking afford anything. Change your circumstances. If you're destitute where you're at and nothing's happening, don't you think that moving to a different area and being destitute as well, it's the same situation, except now you've changed your environment. You have potentially new opportunities, untapped potential. Oh God, now he's like this Tony Robbins guy telling us how to be excellent. No, you can fucking figure it out. I had to. What, do you think I was excellent my entire life? No. Took me a long time to actually grow up. Took me a while to frickin' come into my own. Am I the best thing since sliced bread? No. Am I better than you? No. Am I able to navigate this world? Yes. And how do I do it? With understanding. You gotta be constantly learning. My job, the job I do, the only reason why I'm the best one there that does it, okay, I'm up there. There's one other guy that knows more than me. But it's because I learn. And if I don't know it, I learn how to do it as quick as possible. Okay? Concentrate on the tasks at hand. Do it to the best of your ability. Get it done. Make shit happen in your life. And I tell you this, don't go too overboard on, yes-ums, I'll do anything. I'll work that 800 hours of overtime. No. Work smarter. All you got to do is work a little better than the next best guy. Or just be a little under them, okay? If you're working in a non-self-employed situation. I know you men are smart out there. I know you can do it. I know that we all have different circumstances. Get rid of this shit about the woman stuff. I tell you this. You want to move ahead? You want to move ahead in life? Stop worrying about women. Oh, it's great to watch some of these thought whore videos where they're out there and they're making bad decisions or they're blaming men for everything or it's the patriarchy, blah, blah, blah. How many of those videos do you need to watch? Okay? You know that kind of fucking mindset. You encounter those people, ignore them. Remove them from your lives. You keep watching these same fucking videos over and over again about these horrors and thoughts. It's not moving you forward. It's not advancing you in life now, is it? No, it's keeping you stuck. What's it keeping you stuck? Oh, you know, I wish I had a hot-looking whore like that, but they're all whores. Boo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, most of them are. Get over it. Fucking move on. You know, a hot chick, high maintenance. What's that going to do for you? It's going to drain your wallet, your resources, and all this shit. Every guy, with the exception of maybe a few that I know up at the watering hole, they are unhappy in the marriage that they're in. Their potential goes untapped. because they got an anchor around their neck. This is why I say stay agile. This is why I don't go deep with women. I go balls deep, but I don't go deep emotionally anymore. You're going to sell yourself short if you do. You know, if you want to engage in so-called philanthropy with a woman, if that's your goal, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. But just know that your full potential, unless you've already reached what you think your full potential is, unless you're doing very kick-ass in life and you can navigate it well and you're not hitting snares and pitfalls, go for it. Have some fun if that's what you want to do. I'm not telling you how to live life. I'm just out here saying that, hey, be aware of where you're at, what your situation is, and make good decisions. Tenacity. Now, with that said, I don't think I have anything more to add right now. There is an art to going your own way. Peace. What false advertising on that fucking cover? You put some kind of naked chick on there or something? You suck, Talgo. You suck.